The Pink Gun Show on Radio Reverb. Pink Gun Show on Radio Reverb. Pink Gun Show on Radio Reverb. Pink Gun Show. The Pink Gun Show.
We have in the studio not one, but two Pauls, and they are both from Hurricane Shack. How you doing?
I'm fine, Peter. How are you doing?
Well, I'm doing absolutely fine. And how's the Paul in the background?
All good, all very
you
good.
You see? That's the kind of shout-out. Now, listen, you guys are Hurricane Shack. Well, you're two halves of it, which is that right?
Yeah, it's absolutely right.
Or you're one half.
Of us in it, generally.
I know what you are. You're two quarters of it.
With the big half.
You're big half
the
of a heart.
Halves.
You're like half a heart, you are. So who's missing? What's going on?
Don't worry about him.
He's busy with
over the back there. But there's four of us in Hurricane Shack.
That's what I thought.
We've got Lizzie,
yes,
who plays trombone, and she's not here. And Simon Johnson, who plays bass, and myself, play guitar and sing, and Paul plays drums. Or he plays a suitcase, as you can see.
Well, I mean, more on the suitcase later, but I mean, what a thing. You guys turn up looking like a bunch of gangsters, quite frankly. I thought we were going to get spludged like in Bugsy Malone. And out comes this beautiful thing. And this, how would you describe that? How would you describe it?
I would say
it?
that's a suitcase,
yes,
basically.
It's a leather suitcase. It's a leather suitcase, and out came a drum.
I've got absolutely no idea what it's going to sound like.
Well,
we've never actually done this before.
It's a bit Mary Poppins, if you don't mind me saying so. He's going to pull out a lamp in a minute, standard lamp, and a sofa.
I'm just hoping there's some like drink and whiskey and stuff like that. It looks like there should be single malt in there, really.
But listen, more on that. What was the green room like? Because I know you, I know you got sunk in there. We couldn't get you out at one point.
It was stacked.
It was absolutely
thank
stacked.
Thank you so much. The rider was just. I've never had anything like that.
Poor mate.
Never been treated like this.
Listen,
well before.
You ask, we deliver. You know, I mean, there was even some fancy pants talk about a kettle. I mean, what do you like? You want a kettle? We'll give you a kettle. It's fine.
Yes.
And
there was somewhere to plug it in.
Well, I mean, we're literally only here to help. That's all I can say. So tell me about Hurricane Shack, because we have been playing you over the years and always love you guys.
Oh, wow. Thank you very much. Well, what is there to tell you? Let me just check the diary.
No,
we've got the Pete Jones Show.
That sounds great. Tell me more about him. He sounds amazing.
We've got a gig next week at the Egremont in Worthing.
How do you spell that? Oh, yeah, the Egremont, the pub.
Yes.
I've been to a gig in there.
Have you?
Yeah, I have.
Nice pub.
It's really nice. Yeah,
next Saturday.
And
then we've got a few more gigs throughout the rest of the year, but they're so far away, there's no point me telling you, really.
Unless you want to.
Well, the thing is, they're so far away that no one would ever remember.
Well, are they local?
Neptune?
Neptune. Yeah,
I'm not quite sure when it is.
Neppy.
It's in June.
Why not?
We played at the Hope and Ruin on Friday. That was good.
Last Friday?
Yeah.
How did that go? That you kept that quiet. I love that venue.
It's great. It was really good, actually. We were supporting this guy, American guitar player, who was on tour. And, we supported him.
How did he find you? Because, I mean, that always fascinates me.
He liked us. He's following us now.
He found you online?
Yes. Yeah, yeah.
So he was coming over. He had a gig himself, and he wanted to find support.
He's actually doing a tour. He just literally come down from Newcastle the day before. Paulie Boy Blues, his name is.
Tell me that again.
Paulie Boy Blues.
That's what I thought you said.
Yeah.
This is a very personal question. You don't need to answer it. Were there any shekels in there? Did he shove you any money, or was it?
I tell you what. It all comes out at times like this. He actually rung me. Well, he texted me today and said, I can give you some. I've got some money for you. I actually haven't told the rest of the band this.
Yeah, well, no, but to us.
And also, Paul, listen. Also, you're not going to.
No. Well, no. What I'm going to tell you is that.
Just keep it. Keep it amongst yourself.
Actually, thought there wasn't that. Hey, this guy's been. He's only a young chap. I thought. Do you know what? I told him to keep the money.
Did you? Did you actually?
I'm very generous with the band's money.
I was going to say, I mean,
I'll show
literally.
You the text later.
Can I just ask you a question? Why is Paul packing his suitcase up? What's going on? Does he not know?
But. Hey, a young guy, and he's been, you know, he's traveling.
Did you really?
Did
you?
Did,
that is the sweetest thing.
I know, it's true.
Listen, on that note, let's hear your stuff because you obviously got the biggest heart in town.
Well,
what are you going to play?
Right, we're going to play the first track called "Let It Go."
Yeah.
Now, this would be interesting to see what this sounds like because we don't generally, as you know, we're an electric band.
Yes.
And we're doing it with an acoustic guitar and a suitcase.
You're going to be awesome, and I love you for it. Okay, guys. We've got Hurricane Shack here.
I'll make sure this is in tune.
Well, you don't have to.
That sounds all right to me.
I mean, why spoil them?
Yeah, exactly.
With Let It Go, you guys, take it away.
Walking backwards down a dead end street. Who's gonna be there? Who can I meet? Hold out your hand to touch your face. I'll walk away and fall from grace. All I wanna do is hold you, but you ain't having it, you just got blue. All I wanna do is touch you, but you're feeling pretty angry. And I just have to let it go. A drink and sip it slow. Let's light up and take a blow. Hey, you're slow dancing now. All I wanna do is lick a bow. All I wanna do is hold you, but you ain't having it, you just got blue. All I wanna do is touch you, but you're feeling pretty angry. And I just have to let it go. Just let it go now. Just let it go. Just let it go now. All right. All I wanna do is hold you, but you just got blue. All I wanna do is touch you, but you're feeling pretty angry. And I just have to let it go. Just let it go now. Just let it go. Just let it go now. Just let it go now. Just let it go now. Just let it go.
Are you joking me? Huh? What's that? Where did that come from? That's so good. It's so good. Oh, you're listening to Hurricane Shack playing live with Let It Go. We just had a message in from the censors, I think. Is this right? We have very tight people listening. Just to clarify, and I'm on your side, don't forget. I'm never against you. I'm with you. Did you say lick your bow?
Do you know what? That's the
what on earth did you say?
Hey.
And if you did, good on you, sir. That's all I can say.
Hey, we live by the seaside, don't we?
Everybody
needs to lick a bow, don't they?
I don't know. What are you talking
that's
about?
One of the only lies.
You can't come in here and start licking bow. Jeez. Seriously.
We are a sea shanty band,
well,
after all.
Well, you shanty somewhere else, sir. This is a clean, loving family show. I can't have you walking in licking bows. Incidentally, is there anything you want to tell me about any incidents in Whitstable? Or is that just something you want to keep to yourself? Right. In that case, you're getting this message. A lovely email in. It says, hi, Pete. Loving Hurricane Shack from the three nurses of Whitstable. Well, I leave it there. Have you been on tour recently? What on earth's that?
What?
Well, you're looking around dumbfounded. I love the three nurses of Whitstable, but I wasn't aware of their work. Very good. You got Hurricane Shack here. Tell me about this gig in at the Hope and Ruin. How long was your little set?
45 minutes.
45, is that a good number?
I really like doing that amount of time.
Yeah, I mean, because
yeah,
I mean,
and you're in and you're out, and it's
And cool. What were you doing before? Oh, hang on a minute. More on the nurses. More coming in. I'd love to hear about your story, of course, but I'm suddenly more interested about the nurses. It says
so
here,
am I.
It says here, one of the nurses is Sue.
I was going to say, this is going to be one of Sue's friends.
Is it now? Is
right,
it
okay.
Now? Phew. Not Sue the nurse.
Sue is my lovely girlfriend.
Well, I didn't doubt it. I mean, I know you're a good...
It was probably her line about licking bowels.
Right, we're leaving it there. I've told you the sensors have been on it, and you just need to check yourself in the mirror occasionally. Seriously, honestly.
She likes writing the odd line.
Good. Well, she can keep the lines to herself. Listen, folks, would you like to play us another track,
yes.
And then we'll give a little bit of more... you know, what's going on in 26 for the old hurricane? Yes. The old Shackers. How do people abbreviate your band? Do they call you the Hurricaners, the Shackers? What are the crowd? You know, the old fans. What do they call themselves?
Shackers,
the HSs? I mean, what?
The Shackles, I think.
The Shackles. While you decide what they're called, what track are you going to play?
This next track is called Better Man.
Well, listen, you just be one.
If I could do the same all over, would a better man try to chew things over? I got my straight cut blue jeans on and silver smiling skull ring. My coat is black leather and long, it sure don't help the mood to swing. Cat's eyes to the left, a look so alive. The highway's ahead, the river is wild. I hold you in my arms, look in your eyes. I got some burning in. I got some burning in. If I had to live my life again, I ain't sure if I could do the same all over. Tied up together, and my baby, she wants to go anywhere, it doesn't matter. She got a red dress and high heels on, and tattooed thorn rose ring. Her hair is black, shiny and long, but it sure don't help the mood to swing. Cat's eyes to the left, a look so same old.
Beautiful baby, you're in, my friend. You are in. What we don't know is Well, anything about you at all. So tell me, how long has the Hurricane Shack been going? And what's your kind of, you know, the last, I don't know, 20 years of history? It's all right, we haven't got the tax. The IRS are on.
Yeah, we could watch out for the tax. Yeah. Let's be a bit careful what we say here. But Hurricane Shack's been going for about 3 years now, and I know you've been playing us all the time, haven't you, Pete, which we really appreciate and never take that for granted. It's fabulous.
Oh, we love it. That's why, no, it's really so cool. Good.
And I always send you stuff as soon as we get it out there, you know.
And that is appreciated too. Keep doing that. Keep doing that because that's the only reason. That's the only reason we are here. And it's just keeping that sort of thread, link, and just hearing the progression as well, which I love.
Yeah.
But what were you doing before Hurricane Shack? Because that's only the last 3 years.
Well, I'm quite a bit. Both of us have done quite a bit in our time. I was a session player, so I played for quite a few people. I did Top of the Pops, I'll have you believe.
Did you?
I did.
Get out.
Yes, with Kenny, twice with Kenny Thomas.
Gay.
And once with Massive Attack.
Wow.
Yes, and a couple of things. Paul here, you was in Stomp, weren't you, with, like, the musical?
Stomp, yeah. I think I photographed you in that case.
Yeah.
When you went to the West End the first time.
Yeah.
And we went out on the street and we did some weird stuff little... But also you were saying you very recently supported, Spear of Destiny.
Kirk Brandon, that was with a friend of mine. That was completely, basically, it was a friend I hadn't seen for about 15 years.
Right.
And actually, probably even longer than that. And he put an advert on Facebook saying, I need someone, I've got to... Go back the week before, he had a gig supporting Alabama 3 down at the Concord.
I love Alabama 3.
At the Concord.
I saw them at the Concord.
Did you see the support band?
So when I saw them, this wasn't that recent. When I saw them, they supported themselves. They came out and did an acoustic, three of them, for 40 minutes, and then they went off, and then the whole band came on and did the full set.
Yeah.
And it was just mind-blowing.
Fabulous.
I love them.
Absolutely. Yeah. Well, my friend said, I've got a gig supporting them, and I need someone to play the box. Now, I thought that he meant the squeeze box, and I thought, that can't be hard. Just press one note and blah. So I said, Dave, I haven't seen you for such a long time, but great, I'd love to do the gigs. Plus, I get to see Alabama 3 for nothing.
Yeah.
Fabulous. So anyway, 20 minutes later, he put on his page, there's going to be two guitar players on the stage tonight, and the best one's going to be hitting a box. And then it dawned on me, he meant the cajon thing, the box.
The cajon,
which I'd never played in my entire life.
And, man.
Anyway, so I turn up there. He'd sound checked the thing already. So I literally walked out on the stage to play this cajon. And it was sold out because it was Alabama 3.
Oh, my days.
And it was just me and him. And
you're joking.
No. And then he said, next week I've got a gig supporting Kirk Brandon.
Is that the link?
And then, but at that point, his drummer said, he felt a bit left out, said, I'm going to come down and do this. So he goes, but I really like, we had such great laugh. I said, I'll play a bit of harmonica for you. I'm crap at harmonica.
I'm glad you didn't use that word. Yes, no, thank you.
Yes. And so...
Licking your bow. It goes on and on, doesn't it? Filthy mouth.
Yeah. So then my claims to fame,
Well, no, but hang on. Massive Attack, what were you doing for them?
I was playing a bit of guitar for them.
Were you? When was that?
Oh, it was a long time ago. It was it was actually in the 90s. But, so I don't know why I'm harping on about that at all.
Because it's amazing and it's gorgeous and I love it. That's so cool. That was, when you say it was, that was their height of their Massive Attackiness.
Yes.
But are you a Bristol boy? What?
No, I'm from London.
Mm.
Yeah, I'm from London. And I moved down to Worthing 6 years ago.
Okay. Which bit of London were you in?
Forest Hill, South London. I've always
I know where for. Yeah. I lived on Stansted Road.
Did you really?
142.
Well, wow. Well, I live just up by Hornmouth Museum.
I know exactly where that is. Yeah. Would you like to get one more track out of this gorgeous session? It's been so lovely to meet you, Paul, honestly. And Paul, obviously, with his suitcase of tricks. I think we need to take a photograph of that. And yeah, what, yes. And you know what the kids would do? They'd put that on Instagram. And, yeah. And what I would do is put it on Facebook Marketplace and sell it. But, you know, I'm not me. And I am me. Sorry. What's the last track you're going to play?
Last track is Rocket.
Yeah,
Rocket. Yeah. I think you should do Rocket because you both know it by the looks of it. Please.
This has a quick... Yeah.
Yeah, you can do. You can tune up if you want. Yeah, we can talk.
No, go on.
Yeah, no, you go on. Sounds good to me, man. Go. We got Hurricane Shack.
There's no sleep all through the night. The moon shines with a different light. Headlights ahead and moving in fast. You hit the juice with your foot down hard. You look around, this is it. Don't try to get along, 'cause nothing much happens anyhow. Straight to your heart. All right. Well, there's this band that plays head down low. They play it fast and play it slow. Every night they take it just too far, 'cause they're reaching out for a shooting star. You look around, this is it. Don't try to get along, you're nothing much happens anyhow. How could you be so wrong? Yeah, you gotta roll, baby, till you drop. You can't stop it, you can't stop the rot. You gotta roll, baby, it's coming in fast. You can't stop it and fire it straight to your heart.
Thank you so much. Lovely message. It says Anna, brackets future Mrs. Jones, more on that later, from Hove, likes this.
Ooh. Yay!
Thank you, Hannah.
All right, baby. And on that note, come Hurricane Shack.
Come see us at the Egerman.
Come on, baby.
Oh,
we should.
Saturday, yes.
Yeah, one more plug. Let us know where.
The Egerman next Saturday night in Worthing.
Yeah, beautifully
we've
got put.
About 9 o'clock.
Nine o'clock. You heard this guy. You heard it, man.
Yes.
Guys, Paul and Paul, thank you so much.
Thank you.
You are the best, honestly.
Switch up your TV and your telephone. Could be with friends or you might be.